We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see Seema Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I apologize in advance. I have the frickin' hiccups. But in this case, we're going to toast a guy who goes by the name of Tater Tot Double X.
Oh.
He's on TikTok. He's a TikTok user. That's why his name is something stupid. Well, he went around and he filmed a large rectangular light above the staircase of his house. And he is asked by his wife why that light never goes out. She just says why. His wife then angrily insists that none of the light switches in the home are connected to the light. She starts flicking the switches on the video to prove her point, demonstrates. She then goes downstairs. Her husband follows her down. She goes, go ahead, try all these lights. None of these work, and she stares back up at the light, and the light will not go off. That's when he explains to her, the reason he can't turn it off is because it's a skylight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's a skylight. He even asked her on the video, do you feel stupid? She said, yeah, I do. Naturally, thousands of people commented, asked if she never lived in the house past 7 p.m., the husband responded, she said, well, it does go off at night, but I never turned it off, so what the F?
Oh, Jesus. This guy's name is Tater Tot XX.
Tater Tot, Tater Tot
Space. Do you contemplate your relationship at this point?
I would, yes.
You know,
it's not like a trick question.
Human element, like.
It's not a riddle. It's a goddamn skylight.
You've never seen a skylight before.
She has, I don't understand. Even if you've never seen a skylight, you might ask the question, why is there a window in the ceiling?
Sure.
But not, why can't I turn off the light? It's because you can't turn off the sun.
You know, I don't know. I think I'm deepening that relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You know why.
Oh. She doesn't know what the hell a skylight is.
Yeah, man.
Perfect. That's the woman for me.
I'm bringing her home.
Maybe she's into simpler things.
Oh. Yeah.
I enjoy simple things. Let's watch some sports, have a beer.
She's real simple.
Okay. Christ, she knows what a skylight is.
That's I can't turn the light off.
It's a day I knew I was going to marry her.
That's the best part. She's so angry about it. Like, look, the light switches don't work.
Now, depending on her anger, we'd see what happens there. But, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't say get out of the relationship. I've dated a lot of smart women. I'm still single.
Yeah. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
God damn it, I want to stop talking because of the hiccups, but sure, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Wait. There it is.
You guys gonna make it today?
Well, I have no voice.
I'm getting there.
He can't speak. We're okay.
But the cool thing is we don't do anything that's important regarding talking on this show. That's the real beauty of it.
Yeah.
And it's not 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a quick half hour program.
I got some throat lozenges at my desk.
Oh, I've been chugging down honey all day.
Mm.
Thanks,
Steve. Squirting it directly to the throat.
I did. Just squirting into my mouth.
Well, yeah, it's honey. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
That's why he's a bear. Is that why they call you a bear? So it's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the stories, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make. We'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Derek.
Yo.
Hola. All right, Derek.
Yep. I'm going to help Steve here. Hey, Derek, there's three categories.
That's correct.
You've got Bite Me, where you try to figure out what was in somebody's food,
it's
right?
Doing it out of order.
It's okay. All right. You have Interior Decorating, mm-hmm. where you try to find out the object that was lodged in someone's body.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Tried and True Drugs. Those are your categories.
Let's go Interior Decorating.
Interior Decorating, our favorite. Thank you.
Oh, Mike. Hey, man, we have an update. Yeah, that is not the proper song. Go for the other one. That's right, Kylie Minogue can't get you out of my head because today no one has anything in a rectum. Sorry to disappoint you, Derek. In this case, a man had something stuck in his head.
Uh-oh.
A surgeon removed an object from a man's head which had been embedded there for 26 years. He was violently mugged back in 1994. Back in 2012, the patient is now 76. He sought medical attention after he began suffering from chronic headaches. But they kept the object in his head because they believed it would pose a threat to his life if they removed it. Well, it was finally taken out at a hospital in China, which described the case as a miracle. In images supplied by the facility, they show the intact object retrieved from the back of this dude's head. He had to undergo two procedures back in April. At the end, he was finally flown 1,800 miles, got pro bono treatment after medics touring the countryside discovered the case. One of the medics said, when we found him while on a medical tour, we learned the experts had decided on more conservative treatment, only prescribing painkillers, but his symptoms began increasing in severity. They became unbearable due to the limitations of local hospitals. We decided to take this on. Anyway, the x-ray scans, they showed the object at the base of the patient's skull lodged against his eye socket, impressing against the optic nerve. They managed to get this thing out, and the guy's fine. The question is, why is everyone asking me if I'm okay? No, goddammit, I'm not. So what was it that they had to remove from his head? Was it a BB, a bullet, a knife, or a nail? So BB, bullet, knife, or nail? They say I sound like Rick from Rick and Morty right now.
Oh, you do sound like Rick from Rick and Morty right now.
That makes me feel better. It honestly does. Yep.
I don't know that you want that.
Here's what I think, Derek. I think if he was assaulted, right? It can't be a nail.
Right.
Unless it was like a 5-inch nail. Because maybe he was shot in the back of the head with a nail gun.
Well, he was violently assaulted.
Yeah, it says violently assaulted.
A knife could reach from the back of the head into the orbital socket. So could a bullet. A BB couldn't do that. So I would narrow it down between a knife and a bullet. Not that a nail gun couldn't have been used.
Well, it's got to be a bullet. And how the hell would it be a knife? It's got to be a bullet.
It could be a knife based off the fact that it was broken into his skull upon being stabbed. And then just the tip was left in his head.
Kylie Minogue seems awfully positive in the background.
Trip of a knife. Oh, trip out. Oh, wow. What do you think?
See, I don't think it's a bullet, because that seems way too run-of-the-mill. And the nail seems super aggressive. Like, you know, stab a dude with a nail. But Thoreau mentioned he was violently attacked in the 90s.
That makes sense for the knife then, totally, because, yeah, that's violence right there.
Where was it? Was it New York City he got attacked?
Not shooting somebody in the back of the head with a gun.
It was in China?
Yeah, it was in China.
Derek, I tend to agree with you. I'm going to go knife, final answer. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Knife, final answer for Derek, Ted.
That's a nail, my friend.
It's a nail. Okay. We're going to find out what was in the back of this guy's head. A BB, a bullet, a knife, or a nail next.
That was a tease.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
High profile this category, interior decorating, with a man who had a object removed from the back of his head. Been there for 26 years. He was mugged. Mm-hmm. Doctors were not sure if they were going to be able to remove the object, but after two operations, it was successfully removed. Question was, what was in his head for some 26 years? Was it a BB, a bullet, a knife, or a nail?
I'm pretty sure this is what Kylie Minogue was singing about with this song. By the way, I'd never heard the song before in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I know who she is. I've never heard the song before. I was looking for a song that said, like, can't get it out of my head. Just watched the video. I am now a fan of hers. Now, Derek, we asked you.
Yeah, man. I was going to say, you'd be surprised. Like, she's actually your age.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she looks a hell of a lot better than I do. Don't be so quick to agree. All right, so Derek, we asked.
That's been for a long
time. Derek, we asked you, was it a BB, bullet, knife, or nail? Now, Ted, you went with nail.
Damn right.
It was not a nail. And Derek, you agree with Miles, right? You both said knife?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. There we go.
Oh,
yeah.
Apparently, blade broke off the hilt. They said things like 4.5 inches long.
The blade, yes.
Yes. Not to feel bad for the guy. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Seth on the list.
Or Ted Smith. Or Ted Smith.
Ted, or is it?
That's it. All these guys have teams of professional writers up there come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this a late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced he'll be giving $800 million to different environmental groups. Of course, there is a 50-50 chance that it'll get stolen off their porch.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced that he'll be giving nearly $800 million to various environmental groups. Of course, there's a 50-50 chance that it'll get stolen off their porch.
Maybe you guys saw this, but there's a new... Jesus. Sometimes you just add words without... Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah.
There's a college football admissions scandal, not a college... Did I say football?
Yes.
All right. Forget football. I can't write college without putting football in there. There's a new college admission scandal, this time involving Harvard, the fencing coach from Harvard, and a Maryland businessman. I'm sure someone with Harvard fencing coach on their resume is going to do well in the yard.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
There's a new college admissions scandal, this time involving Harvard.
Involves a former fencing coach at Harvard and a Maryland business executive.
I'm sure someone with Harvard University fencing coach on their resume is going to do well in the yard.
Yeah, I wrote college football and then said it.
You really can't say college without saying football.
I didn't realize it's very hard for me. Rapper Lil Wayne was charged with an alleged gun on a plane. The rapper's accused of possession of a firearm as a felon. But I think it's fair to say with his new political stances, he's trying to make America gun again.
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith.
Proud of that one. Detroit announced last week that its public schools will shift to remote learning amid a nationwide corona surge, while South Dakota announced it'll allow people to work out inside restaurants.
Seth Meyers.
Detroit announced last week that its public schools will shift to remote learning amid a nationwide coronavirus surge, while South Dakota announced it will allow people to work out inside restaurants.
Jesus.
Would you work out inside a restaurant?
No.
Well, no, I mean, forget Corona. Just say it in general. If a restaurant said, hey.
It's part restaurant, part gym.
No. It's just like Saturday mornings, they got brunch and barbells. So you go in, you got to do a 45-minute workout, and then you eat brunch. It's in a separate room, so you're not sweating in the same room you're eating.
I'm not an exercise guy, but if I were, yeah. You know, because my motivation to do it.
When you've worked out in a gym?
No, I've worked out in a gym that had a bar.
Sorry, of course you worked out in a gym.
Yeah. Big Vanilla on Ritchie Highway. So it was a tennis club, it was a workout place, but they had a bar up top. So you could sit at the bar and eat like chicken wings and stuff. Wait. A bunch of people play tennis when you got done working out.
Big Vanilla? It sounds like it's a bar.
It's the Big Vanilla. You know the Big Vanilla.
And the guy decided to open a gym more than it was a gym that installed a
big
bar.
Big Vanilla Racket and Tennis Club.
Jesus.
I remember $35 a month. It was great.
Did you ever tennis? Go?
No. It was a merit when we would go.
You got a deal if you're a member. So anybody can walk in and go to the bar or restaurant.
All right.
If you're a member, you know what I mean? Oh, man, you got like 5% off.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, sure.
Yeah. It's great.
I just feel like the name, you know. Welcome to Big Vanilla. It's a gym. It's a bar.
Yeah, Big Vanilla sounds like a dude.
Big Vanilla Tennis Club. Sounds like a place I'm not invited.
Come to think of it.
Right. That's what I was like. Did you ever go through?
At that location.
Yeah. Tennis club, huh? So Conan O'Brien is leaving his late night show. Now, here's the deal. If you've watched Conan recently, you can see his show is down to like half an hour. It's literally, it was him and Andy, like one guest, like blah, blah, blah. They really pared that thing down. And we've been talking about this for a while. There's just a large group of good people that I like that are funny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I end up watching Fallon a lot. I like Jimmy Kimmel. Right? And it's like, I would just forget that Conan was over there on
you
TBS.
You do.
Right, because, I mean, I watch Trevor Noah, too. And then, you know, Trevor Noah, to me, is like, if I'm going to watch a half-hour comedy late-night show, it's generally going to be the Daily Show.
Yeah, sure.
See, either way, there's the Hollywood Reporter saying, the TBS and HBO Max, they're owned by the same Warner Media. He'll continue to produce his popular Conan Without Borders travel specials for TBS, which is when he gets, like, his best ratings.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's not like he's leaving showbiz.
He's doing another project.
Yeah.
You're it's just not every day, every day.
But you're not going to see him every day. And then he's going to move to HBO Max and do a weekly thing.
He's even said
he doesn't know it's going to be every week. He's just going to do specials.
Okay. All right.
So kind of like, you know, like Last Week Tonight with John Oliver or Bill Maher, like weekly shows. Like his is like, you know, probably weekly, but not going to be there.
You also forget he was doing this for 26 years.
Yeah, but also you have enough money to make that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right? We're going to come and do the show once a month, a long time.
Yeah, and it's wild. From our studio, we can look across at the church, and that's where he got married.
Mm-hmm. That is, in fact, where he got married.
It's also where I saw a Jesus parade.
A Jesus parade?
Yeah, different dioceses in the Catholic religion like sometimes celebrate different feast days or holidays differently. Right. So I don't know. I looked out there one day, and there was, you know, like those... It was like a puppet of Jesus.
Like the big things people carry.
Yeah. And there was like four dudes carrying it. I've never seen that one.
Jesus parade.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple fights.
Yeah. I was thinking a little kung fu action out there. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And then, we were living there when a pope died. So there's a lot of bells.
Oh, God, that's right.
And a lot of smoke.
Stop it! I know it got to the point like, look, we know. Stop ringing the bells, please. Please.
This one seems a little crazy. Spike Lee's making a movie musical about Viagra. It's based on...
Say that again. I just want to make sure I heard this correctly.
Spike Lee is making a movie musical about Viagra.
Okay.
It's based on an Esquire article called All Rise, the untold story of the guys who launched Viagra.
It's going to be about Jay-Z, like Hard Knock Life.
Right. It's basically covers the discovery and launch of Viagra. I have a tough time saying that, which, Miles, you've said many times, or thrill. Like, it was intended to be a heart medication.
Yeah. Blood pressure medication or something.
Right. They discovered the little game-changing little side effect, which is also weird. So I'm pretty sure if you have a heart condition, that's the one you shouldn't be taking.
Well, they figured it out after the fact. You know, you do your clinical trials. And they said, look, man, we can't explain it. The one thing that this thing has done consistently with our male patients is giving them an erection. And a lot of these patients were older because, you know, it's for heart stuff, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, look, let's just rebrand what this is for.
Yeah. Like, I got a little headache, I'm sweaty,
feel a little flushed.
And remember, Bob Dole, he was what, 250 mm-hmm. years old? And
he's back.
I'm Bob Dole. My wife's about to get shagged again because they got this little blue pill.
Oh, his wife hated them.
Oh, you know she did. Like, damn it! I've been at peace for 30 years! 30 years! He never pokes me and says, are you awake?
Throw, I can't remember if I jumped into this conversation or not, but I saw you and your, well, let's just say, attractive cousin mm-hmm. having a conversation.
You don't need to say that.
I think we do. She was Miss America.
Yeah.
All right,
Miss USA. Miss USA.
Miss USA winning attractive cousin. You guys.
Okay, Miss USA ugly cousin. Right. Ugliest member of the family.
Believe that.
Maybe I'll go with that angle. Yeah, she ugly.
She's the ugliest member of the family. So
you guys were talking one day on social media. The game space.
This was not her. This is another cousin.
Oh, wait.
Who you also find very attractive.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That.
There's two.
That so you're saying there's a chance.
No.
Cousin?
Because. No, it's an entirely different cousin that you also find attractive. But does TV and crap.
So do you play, I couldn't remember who was saying what. One of you said, I play Uno, I don't play spades.
That was her.
Okay, all right.
She always says stuff like that. That's just her, man.
Well, now, I haven't played either in a while.
Okay.
I like to play spades, it's a fun game. And by the way, people always cheat, it's part of spades.
Oh, guaranteed.
People didn't cheat. Uno, I guess, is a fun game. I just haven't played it, I'm not a child or entertaining people. in fact, but next year, it's celebrating its 50th anniversary. Hollywood's turning it into a reality game show.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Sounds like a good opportunity for the
company. Do they wonder why Netflix is winning?
This is on Netflix?
No. This is on regular TV.
Okay. You
know, what do we do? Let's play more games on TV.
There isn't a specific network yet.
They're not lining up for this.
ABC.
But you gotta, let's be honest, you never know. I mean, listen, Netflix looked like a champion this year, right?
Sure.
Because of the pandemic.
Absolutely.
Like, let's be honest, most of us would have never watched Tiger King.
No. And NBC never would have put it on. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to go on network television.
Right. I'm just saying, like, trust me, I watch a lot of Netflix. There's a lot of terrible shows on Netflix.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Right, but this one doesn't have one yet. They don't even have specifics on how it's going to be played. The show will feature four teams who will face off to become the ultimate Uno champion.
Wow.
It'll offer, quote, a supersized Uno experience that also incorporates audience precipitation? Over-the-top physical challenge.
Precipitation.
They're going to participate.
Yes.
C'est shown. With challenges in trivia and other creative elements. So
I mean, it could be good. I don't know how Uno really figures into.
Have you guys watched The Floor is Lava?
I've seen it a few times because my kids were really excited about it, but I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. You seen it, Miles?
Same game you played, like where you jump from the couch to the chair to the table.
Yeah, they do the same thing. It's just a little tougher.
Right, they make obstacles. Okay.
And there's no, just for the record, there's no actual lava. It's just red water.
I had to explain that to my kids.
Brian, they're going to die.
You know, when the first person went in, like,
don't
make
a mistake.
But they're fine. They are not dead. Or maybe they are, but not because it's lava. They couldn't swim.
Yeah, it is funny. And like, I don't know. The people on that show take it very serious. But a lot of people are getting fired up about it. I know Mike watches it. I've seen a few episodes.
It's okay. I mean,
my buddy lives on like a beach. He built like a little Flores lava thing to jump around on.
Really?
I'm a Slippery Steps guy.
Slippery Steps is much better.
Yeah.
I know. The girl, the American host of that, follows me on Twitter. I'm very proud of that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I have no idea what her name is.
That's a huge brag right there.
It is. Well, don't forget, too, if you like Slippery Stairs, you got into that with ESPN, the Ocho.
Mm-hmm.
And then during quarantine, they actually, not quarantine, whatever. I don't know what the hell to call it anymore.
Right.
When you were stuck at home, they started playing that stuff more and more. But Slippery Stairs actually originate in Japan. And there is massive Slippery Stair contests. Now, you won't understand as much as what the commentators are saying. But, I mean, the Slippery Stairs you saw in the States, that's four people. Right, and then each round, one guy or woman drops off,
slips out.
Right, Team Green. But in this Japan version, there's a lot of people. Man, there is carnage.
Japanese game shows are terrifyingly interesting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, we're going to dip his feet in hot water, like it's boiling water, whatever. They don't care if you want money on a Japanese game show. They make you earn it.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that, I think that's an old SNL skit with like Alec Baldwin or something. He's going to like chop off a finger.
Right. I mean, like, Fear Factor.
Right, and it's like he doesn't speak Japanese or something, and he's like, I have, or maybe it's like Farley. It's like, I have no idea what's going on here. Right. Please don't hurt me.
Yeah, those shows, man, they are crazy.
Right, and I mean, that's where we got like American Ninja Warrior.
Sure.
And all that kind of stuff.
I mean, there's a few things that translate, but I'd say 90% of the game shows would be illegal here.
Yeah. This stat probably isn't shocking to anybody, but according to a new survey, with The Bachelor, the main fan base is women. Nope. Not shocking. 77% women, 23% male. Three quarters of the view. Now, listen, it's a lot of white people watching this, all right?
Okay.
And here's the funny thing. The dudes that watch it are under the age of 45, but most of the women that watch it are 45 and older.
Huh.
Right, because by 45, you don't care what your wife's watching. You ain't watching it with her. That's what this,
going upstairs.
That's what this stat tells me. You got an extra room to escape to.
You know what? You're right. That's probably it.
Like, they don't want to watch Nova either.
Right. Like, hey, I'm going to go watch PBS downstairs. Exactly. You watch this. It's all good.
I get it.
Right. I'm just.
No harm, no foul.
Right. I read this. It's like, it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, like, I, yeah. Go lay in the bedroom. I don't know.
Yeah. Once I see, what is it? We Be This. This Is Us, like,
help. He's an alcoholic, you know. I know. But he's better looking than you are.
You should like this show because he has problems.
He's got drinking problems. You should watch it. I think you can learn something.
This won't shock you. Bachelor fans are more likely to believe they are pretty judgmental, and they're more likely to agree they're only happy when in a relationship.
Oh.
That does not shock anyone.
I know.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Automakers figured out why their new cars smell like onions, dirty socks,
and B.O.
Meanwhile, a pregnant woman in coma from COVID wakes up to learn that she needs to pack her bags immediately and go. A couple who played same lottery number for 26 years finally get their day. A woman reads a list of New Year's resolutions and really wants 2020 to just go away. And a forest monument to presidential penises gets chopped out. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to Wales, where some are complaining about the artwork in a local park. Over the last year, the park was donned with wood stumps that have been carved to look like mushrooms to add a little bit of atmosphere to the park. Unfortunately for them, it's been released that the mushroom mushroom statues look a little too much like something else. And have been deemed by some as offensive. Because of this, they have started to be taken down.
What are they going to do when they see mushrooms?
I'm not eating those.
It looks like a penis. It's a mushroom.
They were pretty tall mushrooms, though, I will admit.
I'm a man. I never do that.
I mean, come on, man.
I'm so worried about my sexuality. Chop those down.
It's supposed to be a mushroom.
Yeah, it's a mushroom.
Yeah, they do kind of look like a penis.
Presidential monuments. Good job, Miles. Yeah. Another news. Let's go to the happiest place on Earth, Disney World, where a security guard got quite the workplace excitement. While out patrolling the area, the guard was attacked from behind by an assailant. The attacker put the guard into a headlock and pulled him down to the ground, and the guard managed to radio police for help and got help from other park visitors as well. The attacker was subdued and was restrained as they took him to the hospital. The attacker later revealed that he had taken LSD and had tried to kill someone.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'd heard that Pluto bit him and gave him rabies. That's right? What stopped him.
Good Lord. LSD at the happiest place on Earth. Probably not the best.
I would think it'd be awesome. I don't know if this guy went on such a negative.
I feel like it would either be awesome or terrifying.
But either way, violence doesn't generally go.
Not at the happiest place on Earth.
No.
Like, it might be overload, because, right, it is Disney World. You're tripping, but...
Man, you're looking at those favorite characters in the wrong way, man. They can look kind of menacing.
I see you looking at me, Doc.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a lot of costumes and stuff. That would...
There are a lot of people that are just straight uneasy already going in there. Being on acid is probably not the best idea. Something not uncommon around here in the New Year is for people to make a resolution for how they want their New Year to be. What is uncommon is for some people to actually remember them, much less to write them down. One woman is going viral online after she unearthed her list of goals for 2020, a list that has left her in stitches. She hysterically laughs at her list as she reads off that this year she wanted to, quote, make more money. I've been unemployed since March, she says.
Right.
Let's see. Travel more. Lose weight.
Be more social. She says, cry less. I've cried every single day of this whole pandemic. Spend more time with my grandma.
Grandma died.
She's dead.
Yeah. Oh, early in the year.
Damn.
The list goes on and got more than 600,000 likes on social media.
Yeah, I mean, nothing on that list is going to work this
Actually,
year.
During the break, I saw one that someone on New Year's Day 2020 said, I swear if one bad thing happens in 2020, I'm going to lose it. The next thing down, someone check on her.
I saw that one today, too. It's pretty good.
It has been a year. Basically, anybody that had a resolution, I hope, they all got just thrown completely out of the window.
I mean, unless your resolution was to, like, gain weight, stay home, and watch Tiger King.
You're a month and a half away from doing it all over again.
Exactly.
So don't worry.
Exactly. You know, I tried to do what some of you guys in here do just a month sober, just a month without drinking. Yeah, that was April.
I don't do that.
That was April.
That's the month you picked?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
It was just coming. I was like, you know what? We're going to hit April. And
most
I was sticking to
it. Most people go January because I got so crushed on New Year's Eve, or February because it's the shortest month, which I completely understand. You picked April.
Mine just happened to land in April. Yeah, I lasted about 4 days. In North Carolina, a couple's lottery strategy has finally paid off. For the last 26 years, the couple have been placing their bets on the lottery with a foolproof strategy. Using the same numbers each time.
What's wrong with that? Eventually, you figure.
For 26 years. 26 years, they grinded and waited for their day to come up, and it finally has. The couple has won more than $366,000 using those persistent numbers.
How much do you think they've spent playing it?
That's my question.
Is it once a week? Is it a $5 thing for...
Right.
52 times, 26 times over.
Plenty. That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Alcazar.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for our turn. A big dummy and the head chef is back with Ted's meat and potatoes.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this hiccupy bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.